Okay, we are going to be up to the second paragraph in the section on Zriza. In 15 seconds. B'kama ginu chazal as ha-mitzaslim ha-mitzachlim. Chazal treated unkindly, I guess. I can't think of a better word. The ones that are lazy and late. V'amru mishmeres bilgo ha-yisushaycha lavai. Mishmeres bilgo, one of the mishmeres of the kuhuna, was late in coming. V'amru chachamim b'kavos tabata. They closed the ring that they had where they skinned korbanos. V'sasmos chalayna, and closed the window where they kept their knives and tools for the avodas hakorbanos. They had to borrow space at other people's places. Why? Because they used to come late. The kansush techalek is damid bedarim. Also, the mishmer that entered usually got it on the north side, because the north side is the chashuvah side in the azara, and the ones leaving got it on the south side, and they always got it on the south side. Ramam Rabbi Yechem Mizakim Moshul Lemelak Shizimin Es Avodav Lusuda. The Gemara in Shabbat says it's a moshul to a king who invited his servants to a meal. But they covered them zman. He didn't tell them exactly what time it would take place. Pitchin Shabbam, the smart ones, Kishtu Asatzmam, they were dressed up. The Yashua Pesach Beis HaMelech, you know, the king has a meal, you better be there, right? So they got dressed up and they sat by the entrance to the palace. Amru Klum Chasul Beis HaMelech, is there anything lacking in the Beis HaMelech? He can call the party at any moment. Pitchin Shabbam, the fools, Hochulim Lachtam, they went to work. Amru Klum Yeshuda B'loi Tarach, sooner or later we're going to hear that they're preparing, and that's when we'll show up. The Pisaim, Bikash HaMelech Zavadov. All of a sudden, the king said, party starts now. Pitchin Shabbam Nichnus Lufanu Kshem Mukshatim. The smart ones came in all dressed up. Atibshim had to run from work, had no time to change, because they had to be there. Nichnus Lufanu Kshem Mukshatim. Samach HaMelech Likus Pitchim. He was happy with the bright ones, because Likus Tibshim, and he was angry at the foolish ones. Amar, Halolu Shekishtas Atzim Lusuda Yeshu Yechlu. The ones that got dressed up and were prepared, they'll join me at the meal. Halolu Shalaikishtas Atzim Lusuda Yamdu V'yiru. They will stand and watch. They won't be able to eat at the meal. And because they weren't there on time, they weren't prepared for it. You know, Rabbi Chasna Shor Meir Mishum Ramei Ramar. Ramei's son-in-law said from his share, from his father-in-law, Afei Niran Kim Shamshin. That's not enough of a punishment, because standing there means they're waiters. There's always waiters by a meal. That's not a put-down to be a waiter by the king's meal. Elo Elu Ve'elu Yaishim. They all got seats. Halalu Eichlim. The pikhim were served. Halalu Re'evim. And the non-pikhim, the tipshim, were left to be hungry. Halalu Shaisim. They got to drink, but Lolu Tzveim, the other ones were thirsty. Shemar, Koyamar Hashem, Hina Avoda Yoichlu, my servants will eat in Eilam Haba. V'atim Terevu, and you will starve. Hina Avoda Yishtu, my servants will drink. V'atim Titzamu, and you will be thirsty. Hina Avonu Yurainu Mitovlev, they will praise from the goodness of their heart. V'atim Titzaku, and you will scream Mikav Lev from the pain of the heart. The Tamachachim shouldn't be late, because from the Karelei Pshaya V'Otzel, people will call them negligent and lazy. There were three groups in Korban Pesach. The last group, it was called the group of the lazy ones. Even though there had to be a third group, somebody was going to be stuck being in the third group. Meaning, each individual should have made sure that he's not in the third group. Somebody's going to get stuck. But you work that you shouldn't be the one to get stuck. Don't volunteer to be the late one. After the Gemara says, "Kedatanya, you have shalaylim blei baisim blei bursi." The world cannot exist without a person that's a spice merchant and a person that's a tanner. Tanners smell terrible. Ashrei mishum nasei baisim. Lucky is the one, fortunate is the one who gets to be a spice merchant. He gets to have the pleasant fragrance around him all the time. Malach Pesach, which was a mitzvah, it was called the group of lazy ones. Mishum Misatzel B'Mitzvah, where there's no reason to be late, alachas kama v'kama. Rambam, the Gemara says in Shabbos, ein hashchina shayla mitoich atzlus. Bo rei kamagina v'loag shleim ha-melech, olav ha-shalom, how he treated disparagingly and made fun of the lazy person, to siv k'chaymetz l'shinayim, like vinegar to the teeth, to ashen le'inayim, like smoke to the eyes, keina atzul l'shochav, the lazy person to those who sent him, because he doesn't get things done. Uksiv, so we'll leave that for tomorrow, Baruch Hashem. We are on Chav Dalet Amid Beis, and we are up to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, sixth line from the top. 24B, sixth line from the top. Tani Tana Kamei Derav, a Tana, a Braisa learner. See, when the Gemara says Tani Tana, it doesn't refer to Tanoim the way we call Tanoim. We call Tanoim people that were involved in writing Mishnahs and Braises. When the Gemara says Tani Tana Kamei Amira, it means somebody who was proficient in Braises, since they weren't written down. And this person memorized Braises, and Amiroim had these people teach them, tell them Braises, and they worked out the pshat in the Braises. What? They were not Tanoim, which was well past the generation of Tanoim. They're called Tanoim because they are Braisa learners. It's a different translation of the word.
Were they above
Amoraim? No, Adarab, if I would say anything, they were below Amoraim. Because they didn't say the pshat in the Braisa. They said the Braisa in front of the person who started the yeshiva who interpreted it. Now, I don't know that they weren't Amoraim. Chas v'shalom, I'm not going to say that. But they were not the main Amoraim because they're the ones that said these Braises in front of the heads of the yeshiva. Right? The Amoraim who ran the yeshiva, like here, you had Tana said in front of Rav, this Braisa learner taught Rav this Braisa. And Rav lived in the generation of Tanoim. He was like one of the swing ones. He was a Tano Bullig at the same time he's in Amira. Yes?
I think it would seem clear that there are people who memorize the
prices
without necessarily having a deep understanding.
I just said that.
Often,
I think I just said that.
No, I'm agreeing with your fact.
Okay.
The proof is that very often they are sent out and said, go teach
right.
This.
Exactly.
Design, exactly. Is, so the person who's superior has the ability to dismiss the person right. That's inferior.
Correct. Tani Tana Kamei Derav. Hamapelis Brias Guf Sheinach HaTotuch. A woman that miscarries a creature, for lack of a better word, of a body that is not cut into limbs.
Formation.
What? Fine, thank you. Of a body that is not cut into limbs, will be a shrei shein nechatuch, or a head that does not have any protrusions of nose, eyes, mouth, ears. Yahodim et meleda. Tamad leime ishiki says, Ria v'yolda zachar. This week's parsha, a woman that conceives, gives birth to a boy. Then it tells you how many days she's come in. Then it says, B'yayim HaShmini Yimol. Right afterwards, it says, B'yayim HaShmini Yimol. Now, the Torah juxtaposes Mila next to Leida. Now, we learn many drushes out of it. This is one of them. Misha Roy Lebris Shemayna, a child that could have a bris, is the one that makes his mother Tamei Leida. Yatsu Elu She'enem Ruyin Lebris Shemayna. They are not able to have a bris shemayna because they are missing, there's no body parts that are, now, again, I just want to point out, first let me learn Rashi, because Rashi's going to translate this to answer a question, because what happens if the body is complete, but the head has no aver chatoch? It is roi for a bris, they have the body part necessary for a bris, so Rashi's going to explain this. Rashi, second line from the top, I'm sorry, first, the top line. She'en nechatuch, kule shalom kein daf. It's whole, like a board. Ve'en b'chituch evarim. No separation, cut out limbs, v'tzura, or a form. El chelo kolo kein eagle. Straight, like a circle. Meaning, it's there, but it's not there. V'tam b'shuvah shalom b'yayim hashmini yimol. Mashma, this is the way Rashi interprets it. Misu roi l'chayo shmeina yamim. One who can survive for 8 days, imait mea leida. Misu ain roi l'chayo shmeina lebreth lai. It's not that he can physically have a breath. It's that he can survive till the day of a breath. He might physically have the ability to have a breath, but he'll never make it. That's how Rashi interprets it. Because this answers the question, if the Reish is chatuch, is not chatuch, but the rest of the body is, so he is royal of breath. That says he's never going to make it to day 8. That's how Rashi interprets the Gemara. Now, going back to the question that everybody deals with, so why, if a woman has a fetal sac, we say there's a baby that disintegrated, not royal of breath. The answer is, it doesn't have to be royal of breath at childbirth. At one point in the formation of the baby, it had to be a complete baby. And then, whatever happened. So now, if it comes out chatuch, without chaticha, that means it never was chatuch. Because if it was chatuch, it wouldn't turn into a non-chatuch. So if it came out like a board without the avarim cut or without the features of the face, that means it never had it developed. Because if it did, it wouldn't turn into this. Disintegration can happen to something that was complete. And since most babies are complete, I know when you learn this parrot, you begin to think that 90% of the babies come out disformed. No, it's Baruch Hashem, not that way. But since overwhelming majority of the babies were formed correctly, so even a disintegrated baby, we assume was once formed correctly. We go Basar Reiv, and we're willing to give this woman Tumah and Yemei Tahara. Whereas, we'll see, not clearly that we give her Yemei Tahara, that'll be a discussion as we go along in the Gemara. However, later on. But if the baby came out without formation, right, or created in a strange way, we assume it never was a complete baby that changed. We assume this is the way it was created, and therefore it's excluded from the Yemei Tahara. Yemei Tahara. No. That's only what's considered a baby. Everybody agrees that a guf atom is not a baby. The behemah chayev oif had chatichas, had whatever was necessary to be called a baby.
What happened to the
twins? What smashed the other? That means
it was once there, and now it's
completely
smashed. So
now
you just
saying
you can't.
Over
everything now,
I think the smash happens in the original formation.
I just want to know when the smash happens.
Because they're together right away. As they form, they smash. Yeah, you're right. There is a Gemara that talks about a woman who got pregnant the second time. So you're asking, why is the sandal right, a sandal is a birth. You're right. It's only Panatucha. Yesterday we said that if there was one baby without formation of a face. But you're right. A sandal once was formed, and Enochinami, the mother is Tamei Leida. Yes.
Born everyone?
100%. The Gemara said, I don't have a good woman's face on top. Everybody agrees. It's Bechor L'Kayin, not Bechor L'Nachla. It's the Gemara said, because the father doesn't mourn over him. Yes?
You made Tumah and
Yemei Tahara. I said I backed off and made Tahara. I said it'll be discussed later.
No, I'm aware. But when you said you made Tumah, a woman who expels a hydatidiform mole or other unformed thing, she's still Tumah from blood.
If there was blood, there could be a Lady of Esther. But that's a Tumah for 7 days, period.
No, that's fine.
But a Lady is 14 days.
The way you phrase it, it just sounded...
I'm sorry. You made Tumah, I meant Tumah Sleda, which is different halachas than Tumah Sleda.
Absolutely. That's what I thought you meant.
Okay. Yes, 100%. Zog Tegemar Vaitam. By the way, had a girsa, Misharoi Lebrias Neshama. Not Brishmaina, but Brias Neshama. A baby that comes out without Shituch never gets a Neshama. That's what Taisus says. Top Taisus, top line. Something about Rav. Amalei Rav. So Rav said, "V'sayim b'hochi." He tells this Braisa learner, add to the Braisa the following words: "Sheyesh leshnei gabim b'shnei shadrois." A baby with two backs or two spines also is a baby that cannot survive, and therefore is not considered a leida. This is Rav, like we had this Machlokes Rav and Shmuel yesterday, where Rav said it's a barrier, there is existence, right? Rav said she is Tamei Leida, because he held an animal can survive, a baby can survive. And Rav said a baby can't survive. That was Machlokes Rav and Shmuel. Shmuel said they can, and Rav said they can't. So Rav said, add to the Braisa what I said. No, Shmuel was never called the Tana. Again, to be called the Tana is not age dependent. It has to migrate. Rabbi Yochanan was never called the Tana. And we passed the Rabbi Yochanan against Rav many, many, many times. One has nothing to do with the other. There's a madrig of Tana that allows a person to argue on Brises and our Mishnah. Rav hit that madriga, and Rabbi Yochanan didn't, and Shmuel didn't. What was necessary to be on that madriga, I can't tell you. I'm not holding there. I'm a little bit under that. No, I'm not holding there. I have no idea. What? The Damaroyim were Machav into a Machloikis Tanoim.
Rabbi Yochanan and
Shlakish
are the two that are quoted, aren't they?
Yeah, one second, hold on. If me and Dr. Harris have an argument, and somebody says, oh, that was the Machloikis, Ramesh and Rabbi Shlomo Zalman.
No,
does that make...
No, that's not
the
noyim. Okay, yeah.
Le Mekit means, somebody says, what you two are arguing about was already argued before.
And they don't quote Rabbi
Yochanan and Shlakish,
or they
reject Rabbi Yochanan. One second. Dr. Harris and me are having a Machloikis in Halacha. And somebody says to me, you know, that was a Machloikis of Meisha Reb Shlomo Zalman. That's what Reim Miketanoi means.
I know that. But then, what, did they ever bring down Reb Yochanan Reb Shlomo?
Absolutely not.
Oh, okay.
Reim Miketanoi says that Rabbi and Reb Yehuda are arguing the same Machloikis of Meisha Reb Shlomo.
The answer is Rabbi.
No, they are not.
Oh, okay.
Lema, let us say that these two Amiroim are arguing in the same thing that previous generations of Tanoim argued about.
Who are those previous generations?
Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, right, you know, with Tanoim. Rabbi Yehuda is said not Tanoim.
Okay.
Every time it says Lema get Tanoim, it brings Tanoim.
I thought they were quoted.
No. Now, in fact, Tysus and Ksubas, interestingly enough, the Gemara there brings halacha from Rav. And the Gemara asks from a Raita, and the Gemara answers, it's on Chesem et Aleph. The Gemara answers, Rav Tanu Bawak. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan says, it's the same halacha. And the Gemara asks from Rabbi Yochanan from the Raita. And the Gemara gives a different answer. Frank Tysus, say he holds like Rav, who's a Tana. So Tysus, Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold Rav as a Tana. He would never argue on him if he held him as a Tana. So if Rabbi Yochanan argues on Rav, that means Rabbi Yochanan held Rav as not a Tana. So he can't say, I hold that way against the Braisa because I hold like Rav. So then how do you argue on Rav? So Rabbi Yochanan did not treat Rav as a Tana. So that teretz is impossible to say.
But Rav is a Tana.
The Gemara says he is a Tana, but it's interesting. In Halacha, we'll pass like Rabbi Yochanan against Rav many, many times. So it is a little bit of a difficult thing to understand, but that's the way we do things. But that's a Tysus and Subas Chesem et Aleph that says you can never say Rabbi Yochanan holds like Rav and therefore he can argue in a Braisa. Because if Rabbi Yochanan felt that Rav is a Tana, he couldn't argue with him. I was just bringing it down to prove that Tana is a level. Right? Rabbi Yochanan argues on Rav, but he wasn't a Tana. Only other one that's called the Tana in the Gemara, to my knowledge, is Rabbi Chiya. He's also called Tana Obalik. Yes?
In part, I think some of the answers to both Moshe's questions is that you can see references across generations. In other words, you'll see an argument by people who are first generation Amorayim saying that they hold like so-and-so, who's the third generation Amorayim. And it isn't that they went into the future, it's that the person who's the third generation Amorayim explained it very succinctly.
Talking about Vitex. Rabbi Yirmi Baraba, son of the man that Ubda Kabasa de Shmuel, Rabbi Yirmi Baraba wanted to do like Shmuel. Zakh Rashi. First of all, we didn't finish the Rashi before. Amalei Rav Latana, Sayim by Nami Hachi, add to the Braitha, the Heime Yatsu Elu Bishesh Lishnei Gabim. Kabasa de Shmuel, Bishnei Gabim. It was a baby born with two backs. The Vladu, become a Kameya. Now, why is he have eyes? He's going to need it anyway. I feel a belay the Avesta. Even if there's no blood, the blood who, because this is a baby. So he wanted to do like Shmuel. Amale Ravuna, Shmuel said that a baby with two backs can't survive, and therefore it is considered a Leida. We're not interested whether this baby survives or not. We're interested whether the woman is coming Leida or not. Amale Ravuna, my diet for Chumra. What do you want to do? Is it Chumra? Chumra dasu de kulahu. So Chumra that comes to Kula, because obviously you may tire. Other Kalamiya Kalasa de Rav. Do like Rav. The Kaimalan Hilkasaka Rav be Suri, Bain Lukula, Bain Lukumra. We paskin like Rav, Bain Lukula, Bain Lukumra, and therefore here, paskin like Rav, even though it's a Kula, because you're not giving her days of Leda, a days of Tumah. She's going to be tar after, as soon as the blood stops. Whereas, after 7 days, whereas it would be a Leda, she'd be coming for 14. So, do like Rav, don't worry because we passing like Rav. And this is what I mentioned yesterday, and I found it inside of this Gemara, that the Rishayim speak out. Even though there are sometimes the Rabbanan will be machmer, make a woman tameh, and not give her the kula, so you can differentiate between chumra and kula. That's when they felt it was worth the chance that people will make a mistake. But for somebody to come along when Rabbanan didn't say that, and be machmer, we tell them, don't be machmer, because people might do the kula. Sometimes we are. That's our decision when we feel it's a necessary humra. When you feel it's a necessary humra, we don't do that. Rashi. The Rashi? Hari Amru? No Rashi. Viter. Something about Viter Amar Rava. Hari Amru. We know this is a fact. They told us. Ishi Yaletis Leticia, Yaletis Leshiva. Now, I just want to explain that on this, it seems like Nishtana Ateva. In the days of Chazal, there were two track pregnancies, two ways a woman could have pregnancy and give birth. There was a regular 9-month pregnancy, and then there was a faster track called a 7-month pregnancy. In the days of the Gemara, an 8th-month pregnancy could not survive. They couldn't deal with preemies. Preemies died, but a 7th-month was not a preemie. A 7th-month had a different track pregnancy. Two tracks of pregnancy. That's how it was. It's not true today. Today, any baby that the longer they live, the longer they are pregnant, mother is pregnant, they are in utero, the more chance of survival they have. Not in those days. Because a 7-month pregnancy was not a preemie. A 7-month pregnancy was a full pregnancy in a fast track of 7 months. Why did Rabbi Nishan made it that way? You'll have to talk to him. I don't know the answer, but that's what Chazal tell us happened. It changed, but that's what Chazal tell us used to happen.
Was that a norm?
I don't know what you mean by norm.
In other words,
most people gave birth 9 months. So I don't know what you mean by norm. Percentage-wise, you want me to make them up? I'd love to make up percentages. In fact, as somebody, I think Dr. Schwab once taught me, 99% of percentages are made up. So I'll just... 87%. I don't know what you mean by norm. Again, most women had 9-month pregnancies.
That's my message.
I don't know by norm. What does norm mean?
Just as common as nine.
Not as common, but it was common. It was not common.
That
wasn't an ace. They didn't make a kiddush. I mean, they made a kiddush like they make after a 9-month pregnancy.
Historically, this
something
should be documented, like in medical...
No. Let's not go there. That's that you'll do on your own. I don't look for documentation from the days of Chazal. The Torah says there were 6-7 month pregnancies. Rashi says Chasar doesn't have an aleph because it was a 7-month pregnancy. By Rivka, I think it was. By Rivka, it says Simon. Either by Rivka or by Tamar, by one of the two. I just said it could be Rivka or Tamar. I mean, one says to Umim, and one says to Imim. One's with an olive, one's without an olive. I think. Vayimlu Yamel Ledeth Bin Simon Bevitna. I think it's by Rivka, but I'm not going to argue with you.
And what's the other translation? To Umim is what?
They both mean twins.
Oh.
But one's written with an aleph, one's written without an aleph.
As far as what's mentioned in Socrates and other classical, I don't recall seeing 7 months, 9 months, 8 months, whatever that is.
Right. Anyway, so this has something to do with our Gemara. I just established that because the Gemara says, I remember you see letters, Letitia, but your letters, whichever I translated the word. Behemah Gasa, your letters, Letitia. We know a Behemah Gasa, which is cattle. Yesterday, Dr. Schwab sent me a fancy English word that covered what Behemah Gasa is called.
We were talking about the ear. The door was talking about the ear. The outer ridge of an ear is called the helix. The one for a skin is called the anti-helix.
No, that's not what you sent me. Yesterday, you told me that caprinus is sheep and goats, and bovines are cattle. So Gasa would mean bovines. It includes, bovines means big animals, and caprinus means the smaller animals, which the Gemara calls Gasa and Daka.
Well, it's a cattle, and the other word for that is flock.
What?
Cattle is like a group of other things.
Fine.
Flocks is
right.
Sheep.
No, sheep is not cattle.
No, they're called flocks.
They're called flocks, right.
Yeah.
Okay, right. So, Behemah Gasa, Yeletus Letitia. We want to know, Yeletus Leshiba or Loyalda? Did the Rebbeinu Shlom give them a faster track pregnancy also? Or, no. 9 months is 9 months, and 8 months is a preemie. Right? 8 months is a preemie. And we said before that a woman, that you find the baby in the stomach, I mean, if it comes out, the Gemara says, where was it? By four and eight, we had a price here. Yes, which I saw Ben Abar Ludaka, Ben Shemayna Lagasa. If it's born, it's us. Even if it's alive, it won't live. It's considered in the Vela right away. So we want to know, how about a baby Gasa that had a faster track pregnancy? Is there such a thing? That's the Shiloh.
Look and see.
What?
Look and see.
That's a great way to look at it, but the Chazal, I guess, felt that they couldn't, for whatever reason, base it on that. They wanted to know, is there such a thing?
No, at Tommy Moore, there was no preemies?
Preemies didn't survive. Gemara says, a baby born in the eighth month cannot survive. So Gemara says, Amar of Nachman by Yitzchak Tashema, Hey Menu Lamatasar. We had this brisa before. It said, a baby from Dhaka, see, I'm going to read the brisa because it's very important, the words. On Chavdaw and Amalalov, two lines before the end of the narrow lines, Yesh Me'ubrim Shein Asurim, their fetuses that when they're born are Asar. Ben Arba Ladaka, a 4 month pregnancy of a sheep or goat.
Less meaning less than four.
No, four or less.
Four.
We'll see that in a second. Ben Shmaina Lagasa. Now it's very important what's gonna happen now. Four for a Daka, eight for a Gasa. Hey Menu Lamato Asar. Anything less is Asar. Now what does less mean? That means Pashtas. Eight or less. Four or less. That means that there's no such thing as a 7 month that can survive. Because if there were things that 7 months survive, that's only eight that's usher. Seven is mutter, because a seven can survive. Right? An animal that gives birth to 7 months, the bride says, hey, men will not to usher. Right? It's talking in two cases. It's talking about a four of a daka and an eight of a gasa. And it says, hey, men will not to, anything less is usher. That means there's no exception for a 7 month.
Human quality, not a
habit. That's what it's saying. Zokta Gemara, my love, Agasa. It's also going Agasa, meaning that a Behemah Gasa, eight or less, is an Avela. And for the Gemara Loyadaka, it's going, that part of a Menu Lamata is only going on the sheep and the goats. But by cattle, there is a 7 month exception, maybe. Zokta Gemara, how can you say this? Iyam, maybe it's like Agasa. If you tell me it's going on Gasa, it's rich. So I need it. It's a chiddush. Since by a woman it can live, by humans, maybe by animals it can also live. Even though they share the commonality that they have 9 month pregnancies, but they're different. Woman can have a baby to seventh and will live, and an animal can't. You have a mina that a 3 month would live? Meaning, the fact that the brides have to tell me this means you would have a havamina the other way. What Havamina would you have the other way? What, you would think that a 3-month Behemadaka is more than a 4-month? Mishlemet by Gasa, you have to tell me that 7 is like 8. Not like by a woman. But if it's not going on Gasa, Medaka is no Kiddush. Dr. Gemara Itzach. Salgadaita ko batzer tre yarchi chaya kamat malan. I would have a Havamina that any animal that gives birth 2 months before a regular gestation lives. That means...
Within 2 months?
What?
Within 2 months?
2 months before, like 7 by a woman compared to 9. By Behemagasa, 7 compared to 9. And maybe by Behemadaka, 3 compared to 5. We wouldn't know this concept that it can have a faster-track pregnancy. We would have a Havamina apply for all animals. So the Bryce is telling me, no, it doesn't apply to all animals. Now, whether it applies to cattle or not, we don't know.
Not a ratio.
Exactly. Dr. Rashi. I want to say, we said an 8-month is considered an avela dead. I love nefil. Who will mutter? Maybe it's not. My love, agasa nami koi. It's going back to the gasa tani ben ches legasa. Behemenu lamata and anything under that can come by zayin usher. A 7-month is usher. Adaka ben daka dalid ladaka behemenu lamata. 4 and less by adaka can come by klasa usher. And the question is, of course, Dr. Gemara, hayo batlasu lechay, kobat, eliyame adaka pshita, hayo batlasu lechay, there's no havamina 3 months would live. Dr. Gemara, no, there is a havamina. Kobat se treyarchi mikadarkai, anything less 2 months than the norm, chay, keheche de meyishu bebehema gasa barzayin chay, maybe by a woman a 7 months can live, and now we're entertaining the concept that maybe an animal can live at 7 months. Right? Why? The Havi Trey Yarki Batzer Bichi Urche. It's 2 months less than the regular. Okay, now maybe by Klosel Ladakachai. Maybe there's a track of a 3-month pregnancy by sheep and goats. Right? I forgot to buy Dawud Lechai. Kamas Melanda Lechai.
So a human can live by 2 months less.
Animal.
So maybe perhaps an animal can live.
Behemagasa, we have a Shiloh. And maybe Badaka, we have no Shiloh.
There's no way a 2 months.
A 3 month.
Right, 1-2. It's 4-2.
No. The regular is 9 by animal, Gasa, and 5 by Behemadaka. 5 to Daka is like 9 to a woman. No, 8 and 4 is a Nepho. 8 is a Nepho, 4 is a Nepho. A month earlier than the regular is a Nepho. Is dead. The question is, how about 2 months earlier than regular? So it says a menu lamata usher. It says less is also a nephil. But maybe that's only going on Daka. But maybe on Gaza it's not true. So the Gemara doesn't know at the end of the day.
Well, what's the pshat? That is that it's a different track. How can something that's...
See, you're asking me to explain something that I don't know why the Rabbi Nishan made it that way.
What could occur during that 8th month which causes it not to survive, but the 7th month never had it,
this
track, then is different ways.
Okay, let me explain to you. Okay? You go on a highway, they have express lanes, and they have local lanes. Why is express lanes arrive faster than local lanes? Because it's made that there's no exits, there's no off, so there's left traffic, so you can move faster, right? The development of an embryo into a human takes time, and over time, the baby develops. There is an express lane that the baby can develop at a faster pace. If it goes in that express lane, it'll happen on 7. Going to 8 will be like a woman going to number 10. It'll be past the time. Whereas an 8-month pregnancy means that the woman had a 9-month pregnancy and became a preemie. Preemies can't live in the time of Chazal. The Gemara does entertain, why don't we say an 8th month is a 7-month to stay later? The Gemara does ask that question, and whatever the Gemara answers, I don't remember now. The Gemara does entertain such a Havamina, but that's not how we pass it.
There's nothing in the 9th month that has more than a 7th month, correct?
Correct. in those days. Not today, but in those days. Today, a baby born in 7th month is a preemie. 8th month is less of a preemie. And 9th month is a full term.
That means if a mother has a situation where they need to make a C-section on her, is that baby considered 8-month baby? Or
it's not a gay halacha.
What?
Not a gay. Today's mother had an 8-month baby.
They didn't,
if their mother had a C-section, would they do it in the 8th month? I doubt it. The baby wouldn't survive. It's undeveloped.
I'm thinking if the baby's on track to live, or the pregnancy is on track to occur. In other words, the baby
is not fully developed till the 9th month. Unless it's a preemie. Preemie means they're lacking some of the development, whether it's in the lungs or whatever other part of the body that needs 9 months. There's a reason a woman is pregnant for 9 months. Things are happening to the baby.
I think with two different tracks, meaning two different times of development.
It's exactly what I'm saying.
But they're both full track.
100%. It's an express lane and a local lane, yes?
A couple things. During the times of the cesarean sections were only done in absolute.
I know. Correct. But it wasn't a gay situation. The Rambam said that they couldn't survive the cesarean section.
Next. Happened rarely. Interestingly enough, Caesar was not developed, not to his
place. But next.
But that has to do with the Latin word caesura, which means to cut. The other is in what was asked earlier as to is why in the 8th month.
I'll say that's the way it was then. It's not that way now. That's a fact.
And in regards to what I said earlier about the Hippocratic text, which I did not read the abstract for gynecology that much, except with regards to menstruation, apparent menstruation. Actually, in the Hippocratic text, they date pregnancies, according to ChatGPT, they date pregnancies by lunar months, in other words, menstrual cycle, 10 lunar months. And it does discuss births at the equivalent of 7, 8, 9, or 10 solar months. And it also, in the text, says that those born at 7 months have a better prognosis than the later months.
Oh, very nice. Good to hear that. I mean, obviously in his time it was that way too.
It looked up tomorrow.
That's the Gemara Vayta. I'm a Yehuda Mishmul. Hamapelis dmus lilis imoy tmei aleda. Okay, lilis, interesting that the Gemara uses her. Lilis, we're learning like Rashi without getting into Kabbalistic things that I don't know what I'm talking about. So Rashi dmus lilis, sheda, it's a female shade. Shade yeshle parts of Adam, has a human face, but yeshle kenafayim. So basically a shade is a human with wings. That's what Rashi says. So if a woman gives birth to a woman with wings, with a man, with a baby with wings, this is a baby, having wings does not make it a non-birth. It is a birth of a baby, who unfortunately is more a shade than it is human. But, again, it's a human with wings.
You better kill it?
No.
No.
It's a demon.
It's no, it's not. It's a human that looks like a demon. It's not a demon.
Mother of demons. She's a mother of demons.
No, she's not. Who said that? What?
Sudas
Zion
to Isaiah.
I don't know.
Shaya.
Right there. Shaya. Right there. Tanya Nami Yachim Rabbi Yachim Maisa B'Simuni. Simuni is the name of a place. Ba'achas Shepila Dmus Lilas. A woman that gave, miscarried at Dmus Lilas. It's a baby with wings. Rashi? Any more Rashi? No more Rashi.
What's Lilas?
It's the form of a shade. Lilas is the name of a shade.
Are there female Moachim?
No. Not that I know of. Are they male malachim? No. They're malachim. There's no male or female in malachim. They are not, obviously. There are no male and female malachim because malachim aren't humans. They have four heads and four faces and four gibiyasa katarshis and all kinds of different things that it says about malachim. And therefore, let's not humanize them. Right. Here is the test, by the way. Just remember. Right. It's Dr. Gemara Weiter. What?
Shade is human?
No, it's not. It's a shade. The Gemara Chagigah says a shade in three ways is human and in three ways is like a malach. You want to take a look at the Gemara Chagigah. The Gemara says Chagigah. Eichlin b'shaitim k'nei yadam, parshim b'rabim k'nei yadam. The third one is, I forgot, and then they can fly, and they speak, I forgot, right, three things, they're one way, three things, they're the other way. The Gemara Chagigah. It's not human. They're demons. What? If you want to hand me a Gemara Chagigah, I'll read it. What?
Are they generally bad?
I don't know. I honestly don't interact with them, and I stay away from them, and so therefore, I can't tell you.
Why stay away from them if they're not bad?
They could be bad, that's for sure. You want to know if they're generally bad?
Are they Mazikin?
They could be.
No, are they the same thing?
No. There's no Chagigah? It's out. Oh, it's out. Okay. There should be one here. Yeah, it's there. It must be in this shelf here if it's there. There it is, the last one of that shelf. The Gemara deals about connecting with them, how people connect. It's a good idea, it's not a good idea. Can you use them for good, not use them for good? Many times the Gemara deals with Amaroim, they use Shadim.
A number of very, very eminent
people are not around anymore. Who said? Who said they're not around anymore? I don't know. They don't come out in the open as they used to. That's true. That's
the
difference
between saying that they aren't here anymore and saying that we have no ability to
They have wings like angels. They can fly across the whole world like malachim. They have unbelievable access to airlines, meaning they are themselves an airline. They know the future. They don't know. They listen upstairs behind the curtain, whatever that curtain is. They eat and drink, not our foods necessarily. They're not into steak. They procreate like people. That's the Gemara Chagigah Tezayin of an Olive. What?
They die.
Mason, they die? That's what the Gemara says. Now, I don't make these things. I'm reading a Gemara.
I think, if I recall correctly, there is a relationship between
it's Kabbalistic. I'm not going there. Shishin Dvarim Nemru B'Bnei Adam. There's six things that are said about humans, okay, once I'm here. Shloishik Malachi Asharis, Shloishik Behema. In three ways we're animalistic, and in three ways we're angelic. Shloishik Malachi Asharis, Yeshlam Das Kamalachi Asharis. We have brains, intelligence. Mahalchim B'Kayim B'Skufa Kamalachi Asharis. We walk upright as opposed to animals who walk on fours. Masapim B'Lashon HaKadosh Kamalachi Asharis. We have access to Lashon Kadosh. Shloishik Kebehema, Eichlin B'Shaitzin Kebehema, Parim B'Ravim Kebehema, Umetzian Rei Kebehema, and we have waste like animals do. That's the Gemara Chagigah, Tezayin Amad Aleph.
The last thing we're talking about is humans and angels?
Animals.
Animals.
Three like animals and three like angels.
How about the thing about not knowing here or there?
What?
Not knowing here or there.
Doesn't say that in the Gemara there.
But,
It says angels don't know Aramaic. That's what it says. That's all.
Actually, it's
four
because humans have
a spoke God. Yeah, I know. It doesn't say that there. I was reading a Gemara.
I don't know why it doesn't say that.
Yes.
You say they have goat's feet?
I read the same stories as you do. No, I don't, I should say, because I don't try not to. But that's not the point. I don't know. The Gemara doesn't tell me they have goat's feet. And this Gemara for sure didn't mention goat's feet.
I thought it was chicken.
Chicken feet, goat's feet. That makes difference, obviously.
I think it's what happens when people are discussing things
they don't know. That's why I stay away from these discussions, because I know my limitations. Stay away from what you don't know what you're talking about. Right? If I wanted to get into Lelis is Sutton's wife, by the way. Anybody wants to know, the Sasha Adam's name is the Samach Mem, and his wife is Lelis, and Lelis has to do with Yishmaelim, and Samach Mem has to do with Edom, and when the two get together, it's terrible for the Jews, because then you have the union of the male and the female. I can tell you the words. I know what I'm talking about. No. Right. Zog the Gemara weiter. Hamapel is the mus nachash, a woman that miscarried something that looks like a snake.
So when we have Lelis, we were talking about the name that you just mentioned now.
Again, I said, I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about. All I know is Rashi says it's a shave.
It's not a specific shave name.
I don't know. I can't tell you. It does say a name. It doesn't say Shaza.
Did you learn Maitha?
I just said that, yeah. Maitha is a Maitha Baka Shabila Muslila Sabal Maitha Bechachamim Ramo Vladu Ashiashla Kanafaya. By the way, I've repeated the name 6 to 8 times or 20 times already. Chassidim will not say the name. Just like they say Samach Mem instead of pronouncing his name, they don't pronounce her name either.
Anybody who
won't say the name. They'll say Lama Good or something like that. Or they'll say the Sutton's wife. They won't say the name.
Even if you look at the pagination, Reish Ayin is always spelled on
Reish. But they don't say the name. They won't say the Samach Mem's name. That's why it's called the Samach Mem. And they won't say her name either. Yeah, I can only tell you what they do. Why did I mention the name? Because the Gemara brings it down, and Rashi says it's a shade. He doesn't attribute it to that one shade. So I didn't say it the other way. But I try to be makpid. I don't say the Samach Mem's name. I say Samach Mem. Right. Hamapelus k'min nachash. The Mus Nachash. Now, before we had Nachash, and on Chav Gimel and Aleph, we decided that a Nachash is not a birth. That's what everybody seemed to say back on Chav Gimel and Aleph, right? No, according to one man, the Amar Nachash was a birth, according to a mayor. According to the other man, because it had eyes like a person. Like, I'm going to have a listening Nachash. My answer, no, Nachash is included, but we say even Behem Makaya. But according to most Mandiyamim, Nachash was not a birth. Here, this Mandiyam says, who is Rabbi Yeshua's nephew, Hayri Rachanina ben Achash Rabbi Yeshua, Imai Tmeya Leida. He paskin that Imai Tmeya Leida. Halach Lai Rabbi Yosef, this Achash Rabbi Yosef, the Sipur Dvarim, Lifnei Rabbi Gamliel. So Rav Yosef went to Rav Gamliel and said, you know, he paskin that a woman tmeya leida with a nachash, which means she has days of tara also. Now, the Mefarshim point out, no other place in Shas is there a Tana called Rav Yosef. There's an Amira Rav Yosef. But Rav Gamliel was a Tana. And Rav Yosef went to Rav Gamliel. So they changed it. Someone had changed it to Rav Yosef. They want to change the name over here, but our gear says Rav Yosef. Shalach loy Rav Yeshua, so he sent Lur Rav Yeshua. So Rav Gamliel sent a message to Rav Yeshua. Haneg ben Achicha ba, can you bring your nephew to me? Basically, he wanted to bring his nephew so he can tell him, you're wrong, it's not a leida. So okay, Bali Chasam, as they were going, Yeshua went, the Nasi called him, he went. Yatsus Kalus Reb Chanina Likrasai, the daughter-in-law of Reb Chanina, came in front, came to meet them. Amrulai, and she asked them, Rebbe, she asked them Yeshua, Rebbe, Hamapelis come in Nachashmau. She had the same Shaila. I guess it was applying to her. Amrulai, Imaitahira. Amrulai, so she says to Yeshua, well, Mishimcha Amrulai Chamaisi, my mother-in-law, Reb Chanina's wife, told me that you said Imai Tmeya. She quoted you that you said it's Tamei. The Amrulai, and he said to her, Meizatam, why did she quote me like that? And she answered, Hayavagal Galeinu Agur Kashiyadam. Is that human eyes? B'tayich Devareha Nisker Bishua. Bishua reminded himself that he had Paskas Imai Tmeya later. She reminded him of his own sack. So when his nephew passed that way, his nephew was following his uncle's sack. So he sent him, you should know, my nephew passed because of me. It's nothing to do, don't call him. It's me, and I hold that way. Gamliel stepped back. Rabbi Shua is allowed to disagree with him. Rabbi Shua's nephew cannot disagree with Gamliel. But Rabbi Shua passes that way, I step back. That doesn't mean he agrees, but it means he's within his rights. There's no reason for me to call him. Amar Abaya. What? No, he said, Rabbi Shua, bring your nephew.
No, Abaya.
Yeah, but that because it was a gay Klal Yisrael. It wasn't an individual track. It was the whole one of Yom Kippur with me.
So a real
thing
is not in Kalbal. But this one did.
No. All snakes are gouged. The Gemara and Chav Gimel said their eyes are human.
That's why? I thought
it was
an anomaly.
No.
Oh.
It's not snakes, human, yeah. And therefore...
Therefore it's considered a later.
That's
what
we did most
agree.
It's not a
later. Yes. On Chav Gimel, we have different opinions. Rabbi Shua is of the opinion that it's a later. He's a Tan on his own right. He doesn't have to agree to anybody.
Maybe also said most of it's not.
This was a sugya of Gimel of an Allah. Zog the Gemara, my Abaye, Shemami, no Tshuvim, Rabban, and Damar Milsa, Lema Batama. A Tamachachim that says our Halacha should say the reason. The Chimitzka Lema Mitzka, that helps him remember. The Yeshua didn't remember the Pesach. Had she not told him the reason, he would not have remembered that he paskin that way. So whenever you paskin something, tell the people you paskin the reason. That way if you forget it, they can remind you. Because the reasoning will wake you up, will make you remember. Rashi, Zok Rashi, Hanik ben Achicha ba, Kloimer, Hava ben Achicha ba imai. Bring your nephew and come along with him. Malichasim yatsas kalas chanina likrus of Yeshua. Period.
I mean, Rabbi told me to ask this person, Rabbi Gutman. He says it is mutter. I should explain why.
No, it's very simple. It doesn't have trade for ingredients, so it's mutter. Yes, there was a kosher trade. There's no reasoning. It's a fact. Why did I say to Rabbi Gutman? I don't know products. It has nothing to do with halacha. The halacha is trade is trade. Kosher is kosher. Right? The question is, does it have trade in it or not? How am I supposed to know? He knows these things because he knows products.
Or you see it's not enough to make it.
He knows the fact. I know whether it's enough or not if I knew the facts. I don't know the facts. People call me before Pesach for products all the time. How am I supposed to know products? I have these books. So I don't know why they don't have the books. I have books, so they can have the same books and look it up. But they, you know, I have the books. I buy the book just to have it in case people call me to ask for products. I open the book and I read the answer. I don't know.
About a
Shaila
and a
pot
and a forfeit. Rebbe gives the reason for that also. So, when you pop down a bus of
a sometimes I do and sometimes I don't. Depends who I'm talking to. Sometimes you give them a reason, you know.
There's nothing wrong with giving reasons.
What people do. What? Gutman knows
things that are not in
the book. Exactly. Well, he knows products. I don't know products. I don't mean to not. I meant to say. He can answer me. I call him about products. How am I supposed to know?
Well, he said it was like a, He said a line like, don't.
Because he was saying there's no chametz in it. That's what he was telling you.
One time. Well, minor point. All levels.
I'm sorry. Reply to. Can I bother you? That's the most.
all levels from the Kav on down have a male and a female. They are contained, you know, from Atik on down.